The Daily News for Coventry.
Coventry News Roundup for 08 February 2026. Dad dies after falling from balcony in Costa del Sol while fiancé and children slept. Robert Davidson had been struggling with the one-year anniversary of the death of the couple's one-year-old baby. He had returned to the hotel he was sharing with Danielle Robb, 27, before kissing their children aged 8 and 9 goodnight around midnight. He then fell off the sixth-floor balcony in Torremolinos, Costa del Sol. Holly had died 1 year ago at 7 weeks old from sudden infant death syndrome. Face of man thought to be behind a third of shoplifting cases at Bedworth Tesco. Scott Warner from Bedworth was found guilty of 41 counts of shop theft. Warner is banned from entering Tesco or any other shop he has stolen from previously. He is also not permitted to wear face coverings in any of the town shops. Warwickshire Police: criminal behaviour orders when breached can lead to significant prison sentences, with a maximum of 5 years. I tried the TikTok trend in quaint pub less than 30 minutes from Coventry, served with scissors. The seafood boil is an online trend with millions of views across social media. It began across the pond in the States and is traditionally associated with the American South and coastal cities. Coventry Live was invited to try their version of the seafood boil, the cracking crab as they call it, to see what it's like. The White Hart, Afton, sits atop a hill located between Leamington and Southam. Atmospheric pictures showcase Coventry City's final years at Highfield Road. The final 6 years of Coventry City's stay at Highfield Road were nothing if not tumultuous. Images were captured by a former Coventry Telegraph photographer and City fan, Jason Scott Tilley. The images have been included in an edition of a popular football magazine called Lower Block. Lower Block focuses on football culture through photography, Matt from the magazine said. We produce small-run, carefully curated photozines in collaboration with photographers, championing both their work and independent publishing. Review: the Warwickshire distilled rum inspired by local boxing legend. Randolph Turpin, known as the Leamington Licker, was a renowned fighter. He won international fame when he became middleweight boxing champion of the world after beating clear favourite Sugar Ray Robinson. The Warwickshire Rum Company have created three rums inspired by Turpin's Caribbean roots. The Spice Blended Rum is rectified with nutmeg, cinnamon, allspice, orange peel, and finished off with Grade A vanilla. The Honey Rum is said to deliver a beautifully smooth, sweet mouthfeel. Flooding in Midlands after days of rain. Flood warnings and alerts are in place in parts of the West Midlands region. Environment Agency listed 5 warnings on Sunday evening in Staffordshire. In Warwickshire, 24 alerts were in place near the end of the weekend. High river levels led to flooding overnight between Saturday and Sunday at the River Avon, between Rugby and Bidford-on-Avon, agency said. Last week, Storm Chandra brought flooding and travel disruption to parts of UK. Mum overwhelmed by son's spinal brace fundraiser. Chester was born with spinal muscular atrophy, SMA, a rare genetic condition that causes muscle weakness. His mum, Casey, from Warwickshire, said they faced a wait of up to 24 months to get a brace through the NHS. Tattoo artist Matty Gardner held a pop-up event for more than 7 hours at his Kenilworth shop, Ink on Skins, on Tuesday, raising £1,000. Policing model no longer fit for purpose. MP Serena Brackenridge says police are tackling 21st century crimes under 19th century model. Home Office reforms include a new national police service to fight cross-border crime, a reduction in the number of local forces in England and Wales by about 2/3. Proposals mean forces in Staffordshire, Warwickshire and West Mercia could be merged with others or joined up with West Midland Police. Your photos: grazing deer and a singing bird. Flood warnings and dozens of alerts were in place on Sunday evening. Severn Trent Water says a burst affected a number of homes, but later they were largely back on. Chester, urgent and needs a spinal brace to stop his spine curving into his lungs, his mum says. Reform says residents' pay is not keeping pace with tax rises, but critics say the party's budget is unsustainable. Tinnitus like gas leak in head, musician says. Andy Hall suffered the injury while gigging in Birmingham when he was 24. He now wears professional earplugs when practicing, but said he prefers not to wear them when playing live. The charity Tinnitus UK is calling for safer sound levels at live gigs. A report found 92% of gig-goers had ringing in their ears after performances. 6 out of every 10 music fans said they wore hearing protection at concerts. Local, Coventry and Warwickshire. Bauer Media Group consists of Bauer Consumer Media Limited and Bauer Radio Limited, all registered in England and Wales. Bauer Publishing are authorised and regulated for credit broking by the FCA, ref number 845898. Bauer Media Group is owned by Yvonne Bauer, Haynes Bauer and Bauer Publishing by H. Bauer Publishing. Bauer Media Group is based at Media House, Peterborough Business Park, Lynchwood, Peterborough PE26EA. News, Coventry and Warwickshire. 3 officers injured after M5 crash involving West Midlands police car. Coventry's very light rail system set to boost opportunities in the UK and abroad. Man arrested after reports fireworks had been tampered with at a Coventry address. Body recovered from lake in Coventry Park believed to be missing 26-year-old. 3 men in court charged in connection with alleged plots to attack Pakistani dissidents. Man accused of rape in Nuneaton denies circling streets looking for 12-year-old girl. The X25th Winter Games kick off with the opening ceremony at the San Siro Soccer Stadium on Friday.
Spread out over a vast swathe of northern Italy, these Olympics are the first to truly embrace the International Olympic Committee's reform plan of using existing venues no matter how far apart they are. Skating sports, including the return of NHL hockey players to the Olympics after more than a decade, will be held in Milan. IOC President Kirsty Coventry said it was sad that stories were deflecting attention away from the upcoming Olympics. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered Saturday in Milan to protest the deployment of US Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, ICE agents, during the upcoming Winter Olympics. Coventry tried to fend them off by saying it was not the IOC's place to comment on the issues. The upcoming Olympics run from Feb 6 to 22.
The Daily News for Coventry.